Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Here's your host, Louis B. Radios, Loudmouth Speak. Happy holidays.
Hey, what's up? This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'm going to start off the show by reading some news today. The MTA, you know, the subways and buses here in New York City, have actually decided to raise the fares from $2 to $2.50, and also cut service starting this summer in June 2009, where we're going to be paying more for less. So yeah, that's New York City. On the 18th, on Thursday, a man was actually arrested for attempting to throw a shoe. Transit riders are angry at the doomsday budget reluctantly adopted by the MTA yesterday. This is from Newsday.com. The shoe must go on. MTA adopts a miserable budget by Alfonso Castillo. Seemingly inspired by the Iraqi man who threw his shoes at President George W. Bush on Sunday, one enraged subway commuter at yesterday's MTA board meeting may have threatened to hurl one of his size 10.5 Red Wings at MTA chief Elliot Sandler, exclaiming as he reached for his foot, "You made $300,000 last year, and this shoe is for you." Stephen Miles, 54, who in later news reported he denied he planned to throw his shoe, was stopped by security and charged with disorderly conduct. But his furor over the budget was echoed by dozens of MTA riders, employees, and elected officials who came out for yesterday's historic vote. "I certainly do appreciate the anger and concern that is out there about our budget, and that was reflected in Miles' comments," said Sander, who later laughed about the incident. "We certainly understand that and actually emphasize with it. By a vote of 13-1, the MTA board passed the 2009 operating budget, even while calling it draconian, miserable, and barbaric. The budget calls for a 23% increase in fare revenues and widespread service cuts. That includes fares on the Long Island Railroad, which is planning to eliminate service to West Hempstead on weekends, do away with service to Belmont Park except for the day of the Belmont Stakes, and combine and eliminate trains with low ridership. Transit advocates," he said, "fares could rise as much as 29% across the MTA and more than 40% on Long Island Bus. Exact amount of fares will be calculated early next year after public hearings." The MTA was legally required to adopt a 2009 operating budget by the end of the year, but the service cuts and fare hikes will not be implemented until the spring. MTA officials say that allows time for the state lawmakers to bail out the agency, which is forecasting a monumental $1.4 billion deficit next year. "I think the message is very clear. Help," MTA chairman Dale Hermendinger said after a solemn meeting, "We've done the best we can." A rescue could come in the form of the recommendations released earlier this month by governor-appointed Ravitch Commission, which was created to come up with new strategies to fund the MTA. Those recommendations include new tolls on East River crossings, a new payroll tax, and more than modest 8% fare increase. The only board member to vote against the budget was Norman Seabrook of Manhattan, who said he refused to pull the trigger on something that makes no sense. But all the other voting members present said they felt they had no other choice but to pass the budget and hope they would never have to implement its hefty fare hikes and service cuts, which include reducing and eliminating several city bus and subway routes, including Z and W trains. So, New York City, we're screwed. We're going to be paying more for less. We're going to be losing a lot more. And, I mean, this just reminds me, back in 2003, the MTA had $500 million in the bank surplus, and they actually tried to hide it from the state. So this $1.2 billion they're talking about, I don't know whether it's real or not. It really needs more transparency. More, it needs to be looked into before they even decided on a new budget. I hope our state lawmakers are actually doing their jobs, but I seriously doubt it. Especially with Governor Patterson passing new taxes, like the ridiculous soda tax, you know, taxing us on sodas, and iTunes. I mean, people who use iTunes, I know a lot of people, an iPod tax, going to be adding 4% more tax to download music. So, yeah. And, oh my goodness, no more tax-free clothing. The state will again charge taxes on clothing and footwear under $110. Yeah, all right, woo! Yeah, Governor Patterson, yeah. Yeah, this is what we get when we get to have a governor that getting a blowjob in office. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the news that we have today. Hey, we got the Angry Scotsman. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's me. How you doing, man?
How you doing? Long time no talk to.
Yeah, I know. I got a few minutes to try to call in, see if you were actually on. How's the weather up there?
Cold as balls.
Yeah. Same here, but, you know, we don't have 5 feet of ice on our power lines, which I assume is the reason why you weren't on last week.
Oh, no. No. It was because Time Warner sucks.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And they decided from Friday to Monday evening to start doing improvements.
Improvements. Yeah.
Improvements. Well, today is our music show. I just decided to start off the show with some important New York news.
That's
that
true.
Happened this week. The our governor is imposing new taxes and actually bringing back some old taxes, and we're gonna basically New Yorkers are gonna have to pay more for less.
Well, you know, maybe we should all just max exodus to like Poughkeepsie or something. I don't know. Yeah, get
hey.
The hell out of that frickin' city.
Yeah, I mean that's what a lot of Puerto Ricans are doing. They're deciding, you know, hell, with the rent that they pay. They could pay a mortgage on a house.
Well, hell, just send them all over here to Iowa. How's that? Yeah.
Iowa.
Oh, come on, man. Iowa's cheap.
Iowa.
Cheap. Same freaking weather. Come on. It's boring.
Yeah,
as hell.
You know, I think at this point, most illegal immigrants would be like, fuck it, I'm out of here. I'm going back home.
Yeah.
Fuck
what?
It.
I've actually seen news articles like that. Well, we can't get a job here. Let's go back to Mexico.
Yeah.
All right. Man, that's when you know you're fucked. But, I wanted to call in, check in with you, see how you're doing, see what you know. I hadn't talked to you since before the election. How does it feel knowing the irony of having a black president bringing the entire country under slavery?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's just freaking karma, if you ask me. But
yeah. Everybody was cheering like Obama, yay! Flipping over cars, starting fires.
The Giants just won the Super Bowl. Oh wait, no.
The revolution, vive la revolution! Yeah, a bunch of communists running around here. Yeah, which is why, shameless plug, I'm selling T-shirts that said, "If you vote Obama, fuck you, comrade." On the CrotchOutRadioShow.com website. Yes. Long time no talk to. I'm doing the show by myself from now on.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to get going, man. But I did want to throw out a plug real quick, if that's all right with you. I've got my own website coming up and running well as soon as I can actually get my ass off the couch and actually do it.
Yeah.
AngryScotsman.info, theangryscotsman.info, and I got a sweet deal for that. It's $1 for a year. Man,
wow,
that rules. But, and I'm going to try and get my podcast rolling again, too. Maybe I'll try out TalkShoe. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, if you need help, I'll do your you know, I'll do an intro for you like this one. This is the intro that we got going.
Let's hear it. Hello?
Oh, it's not freaking playing? Jesus.
That's all right. I'll catch you on the podcast. All right, man?
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Damn it! Okay, something's hinky going on. It's today. Today's fucking thing is fucked up today. All right.
That's cool, man. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I'll catch you on the podcast. You take care. Have a good evening. All right, man?
All righty.
All right. Down with the Empire. Long live the Republic. Bye.
Exactly. Boom. That was the angry Scotsman. It's good to see him. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get on with the music. Hopefully this works. This is the Almighty Terribles with Bomb in the Bedroom. This thing is not working. Oh, holy crap, you're not sending it. Yeah. Love me, hate me. Alright, Looks like I gotta freaking reboot it. So that way it freaking works. It's gonna be acting gay today. What does that even mean? Why is how come my question is, I mean, not that I'm gay or anything, but if something doesn't work, how come people's like, oh, that's so gay? Okay, what does that even mean? I know some pretty functional homosexuals. Oh well. Damn it. Damn it. Alrighty. What the hell is this? Alrighty. I think I gotta freaking raise the volume of this thing. Yeah. Let's see what's going on. Goodness. Yeah, I'm trying to play some music now, but so far it's not working. 4-4-4-4-7-4-4-4. If you want to call in, the number is 724-4444-7444, extension 23980. Just dialing in. All right, I'm going to hang up now, and I'm just going to be doing this over. So that way I can still talk.
Hey, okay, we're doing this now. I'm going to hang up on this. Let me see. All right, let's see if this works. I'm going to do a quick... Alrighty, it's not working. I gotta. This is bull. Yahoo, check out Skype. Why is it not working? Why can't it work? Yeah, let me see if I gotta reboot the damn thing here. I'm rebooting the gizmo. And and see if that's the problem. So, yeah, so far, yeah, today's going to be our, we're going to be playing some unsigned rock bands. And, you know, hopefully we'll get that going for you. So, yeah. Dialing in again. Putting in my pin. Alrighty. Oh, I think I got it. I think I got it.
Virgin.
Hey, we got it. Very good. All right.
So now we're gonna start some music here. Finally, this is The Well by. Oh fuck! You know I really gotta freaking memorize the bands. Yeah, it's all on the CrotchOutRadioShow.com. All the artists that we play. Yeah. Also, we got some fantastic articles. Again, we also sell shirts on the CrotchOutRadioShow.com. Yeah, let's screw it. Let's start off the show with Bread Van with their song "The Well."
When you turn to look at me, the atmosphere has opened up, so why would we? And that's the choice you made, you never die your way. It's yourself, you can hit it up, I made my choice. I tried this, but it never seems to go. I tried this, but it never seems to blow.
Thank you.
That was Bread Fan with the song The Well. Check him out, myspace.com/breadfan. This song is called Remember the Good Times by Jay Randy.
Feel the sunrise. Now I hang in the shade. I used to feel good on the inside. That was back in the day. Not gonna tell you what went wrong. Never believed that I could fly. Had all the chances in the world. Seen them story every time. Remember the good times. When you're lost and on your way, remember the good times. All through the night, all through the day, remember the good times. We used to get by staring out at the ocean. We used to dance all night, we were living a dream. Before I knew one thing about you, in my heart, where I found you, now I'll keep you up for a damn thing. So many reasons why we must sing. Remember the good times, when you're lost and on your way. Remember the good times, all through the night, all through the day, when you feel all alone. Take a trip through your mind. When you feel all alone, you're gonna like what you find. Remember the good times. Remember the good times. When you're all alone your way.
Jay Randy with his song Remember the Good Times on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Check him out, myspace.com/JRandy. Yeah, I'm going to play one of my favorite bands ever, a bunch of Latinos. They're all a bunch of Latins from Queens. Groups call it Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid.
Away all the pain.
That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Check them out, myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. Going to be another one of my favorite bands also. They're from Ohio. They're called My Beloved Tragedy. This song is called Sanctuary.
The winter takes me over, rabbit's foot and four-leaf clover. My luck's left me, it's departed, circle the sand, my prayer started. But oh, are you coming to my sanctuary? Speaking of this love, it is so arbitrary. Do you think that you can't own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your thoughts of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me now? Do you still want me now? Are you looking at me? Am I the only man that you want to see? Will you still show me? Will the calm of the breeze or weather? It's all solely just you and me. Now please, hold me tightly, hold me gently. Rain is falling, darkness in me. Recite to me words of magic. My ending's not so tragic, but would you stand the time it takes till this is finished? Would you hold me upright when my strength diminishes? Do you think that you can own me? Do you think I give in so easily?
coming to this fire with all your thoughts of loving me. And if you could stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me? Do you still want me?
During President George W. Bush's surprise visit to Iraq in December 2008, an Iraqi journalist threw his shoes in Bush's face during a press conference with Iraq Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki. The first shoe sailed past his right cheek, and he had to duck to avoid the second one as it flew over his head. President Bush later told reporters that he did not feel the incident was a big deal and it did not represent the Iraqi media as a whole. In the Arab world, throwing a shoe at someone is a sign of high disrespect. In order to help the Iraqis improve their aim on their pitching, in association with Major League Baseball, the Crouch Out Radio Show will host a pitching clinic with superstar instructors such as New York Yankee the Rocket Clemens and Boston Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez, both known for beating motherfuckers in ass. To help support this program, send a check or money order to Halliburton, P.O. Box 666, New World Order, New York 10036. One pissed off Puerto Rican, tired of all the bullshit and lies, started a radio show, determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B. Radio's Loudmouth Spick. Happy holidays.
Hey,
Feliz Navidad, everybody. This is Louis B. Welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show. Today, Saturday, our unsigned rock artist listening party is in full swing. I'd like to thank everyone for coming in listening. I'd like to thank the Angry Scotchman for calling in earlier and, touching bases, get caught just checking in. We got all of these fantastic bands. We got Black Suit Youth, Bread Fan, Chemtrail, Farther From Resolution, Five Cases of a Tragedy, Happily Ever After, Hungry Tigers, J. Randy, The Star Kids, My Beloved Tragedy, Paul Maggot, Pui, Reborn, Section 8 Cartel, Set to Charge, Someday Static, and The Almighty Terribles. We got all these bands, unsigned bands, that you should be listening to. You know, you want to get in contact with them? You know, go on our website, crotchoutradioshow.com. They're on the kick-ass rock band list we got. We got them linked up. We also have some fantastic stories. Probably expand your mind. Got some other stuff, you know, make you laugh. We got, we also sell some t-shirts. I think for myself, I'd vote third party. If you voted Obama, fuck you, comrade. Welcome to the USSA. Congratulations, Obama. And I got a Captain Fada Nigga cap. Also got some postcards if you want to help promote the show. It's fantastic. And for the ladies, I got a shirt that says Ice Cream Rape. And also for those gigolos out there making men cry since 2000. And a cap that says, if you can read this, then I have your consent. So all that in the Crotch Out Radio Show store. Got everything on crotchoutradioshow.com. And enough of me talking, plugging myself. It's time to get back to the music. This song is called Army of Slaves by Pui.
You can take me, you can use me, you can save me. You can take me, you can use me, you can save me. You can take me, you can use me, you can save me.
was Army of Slaves by Pwee. Check them out at myspace.com/Pwee, P-U-I, music. Yeah, just while the music was going, I was actually reading this article written by Enemy Combatant, one of the contributors of the Crotchout Radio Show blog, entitled When Two Become One, basically exploring the Masonic New World Order symbology of the Spice Girls. I mean, it's interesting as hell, but, you know, Spice Girls, like how a lot of their video, Two Become One, has a lot of New World Order Masonic symbology to it. And it's interesting. It's interesting as hell. I mean, I wouldn't put it past the New World Order to actually put subliminal messages. In fact, it's been caught that there's subliminal messages in a lot of places. So, I mean, definitely check that out. We also have an article from Patience Poet, who she contributes Once in a Blue. And, goodness, where is her article? She deals mostly with Child Protective Services corruption. Goodness, what's the name of her article? I'm trying to find it. Actually, yeah, found it. Yeah, definitely check out the post that she put on the blog, the Crotchout Radio Show blog. A random chapter from the nonfictional book Loopholes. It's a book that she's writing. It's very interesting. It's a very interesting read, especially if you are if you want to educate yourself on government corruption and what you can do, what you could do about it, because we the people have the power. So yeah. Check her out. And she's also Serena's Angels. Just Google Serena's Angels. So, yeah, she's like, on any judicial corruption, any politicians who fuck up, you know, she is on that ass. She's like a mosquito sucking on the blood. No, wait, that's not a good analogy. All I know, she's like a lioness. She's like a lioness after a wildebeest. She takes them down like, ah! You know, she like, stop lying. She'll knock somebody out real good. So, yeah, check them out. That's on the blog. You know, it's not, we're not all about jokes. She's hungry like a wolf. Yeah. So, yeah, this is Set the Charge with their song Stop Me on the Crotchout Radio Show. We'll be right back. that was Set to Charge with their song Stop Me. Check them out, myspace.com/SetTheCharge. Yeah, it's they got some fantastic music going on. I'm gonna play, take it a little slow. This group is a little relaxing to listen to. It's group's called Chemtrail with their song Triceratops. God damn it, that's not Triceratops. Alright then, I'm gonna play Defense Attorney by Chemtrail. Actually, before I start, I almost forgot. Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my cousin who's listening right now, streaming. This is, I want to give a shout-out to Pachanga. Big shout-out, cuz. Love you. Thanks for listening. This is Defense Attorney by Chemtrail. Big shout-out to guest 4-3 and also Loves Hats. Thank you. Crotchot Radio Show. Check them out. MySpace.com/ChemtrailMySpace. Yep, that's MySpace.com/ChemtrailMySpace. Yes, defense attorney. Gonna play the newest group that we got here. The group is called Hungry Tiger. And this song is called, if I can find it, I'll tell you exactly what it's called. Where the hell
is the music? Where is the music? I want to give my fans some music. Dance for me.
Oh, and, wow. I'm going to be auditioning to, I'm going to be auditioning for the Crotch Out Radio Show Dancing Girls. So if you like to, apply, please send a naked picture to. No, I'm just kidding. But not really, if you want to. Hey, I found it. This is Hungry Tiger with Life on a String, followed by Big Reward, going for a twofer. Twofer, twofer, twofer. On the Crotch Out Radio Show.
Deep in a dream, hanging on every wall that gives it freely. And it's no surprise that my life's on a string. Rumor it looms, underachieving, saturated.
I'm gonna make you ready to walk. understanding in the program. I'm not a prophet, but a cabbage man. Looking for love and not the emotion. And where's my cup? Where's my big weed? Oh, yeah. I am lost with a religion. Down it, I with big faith in the birthday. 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 Birthday.
That was Hungry Tiger with their two songs, Life on a String and Big Reward. Check them out on MySpace.com. Oh, wait, my bad, not the MySpace. Hungry Tiger Band, HungryTigersBand.com. That's HungryTigersBand.com. You know, finally, you know, it's rare to find a band that will actually pay for, you know, for a website. Yeah. So, yeah, we got Lisa. Lisa, we got Lisa. We got Patience, and we got my homegirl, Celia. She's in the room. Goodness, Louis Angels. Are you girls ready to fight crime for me? So, I guess not. They're not ready to fight crime for me. Hey, Louie. Yeah. Hello, Angels. Hello, Angels. I'm going to need you to put on some skimpy clothes and go fight to break up this cockfighting ring. No, there are no roosters involved. Yeah, Patience will fight judicial corruption. Okay, I guess Lisa will fight, what's that? I guess that does fall under judicial corruption as well, I guess. But Patience is more CPS corruption, and Lisa's more sex crime reform, I think. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's ridiculously easy how you could ruin a guy's life just by words alone. I mean, like from what I've learned from listening to shows like Patient Show about CPS and shows like Talking Points and what other show? American's Reality Check. A girl could just say he raped me, and dude's going to jail for years, and. Wow, he never met. Well, I don't know, Lisa. You wanna call in and quickly talk about it? I'm gonna play we're gonna play a song real quick. So, actually, I mean, one actually kind of bugs me in England. Like, let's say legal age of consent. Yeah. You guys get consent to have sex and all that. Next day, the girl could be like, oh my god, I made a mistake, and take back her consent, and boom, the guy's going to jail for rape. He had her consent last night, but in the morning, it's rape. Like, they don't want people coming together anymore. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, Lisa just put a link in the chat room. Check out Change the Law. .com. It's stuff. It's the stuff. She put stuff. Alright, anyways, check this out. Goodness, do I? Yeah, okay. Got this guy. He actually contributes on the show. This enemy combatant. This song is called Ground Zero. This call is called a song. Alright. Start this again. Song's called As Above, So Below from by Ground Zero featuring Conscience.
God help us. Why did it have to be like this? Why did we have to have... What kind of planet is this where psychopathic murdering killers run everything?
It's been 8 years since we lost the Twin Towers. Cried great tears since Bush been in power. It's homicide, the way the bombs have been flying. Osama been hiding, Obama and Biden, the promise to find him. Rhyme with vengeance, taste like lime and lemon. I am legend, expose the truth behind 9/11. Wide selection added, demons Olive Bar. Just call me North American, Simon Bolivar. Flow so heavy, no Savetsky like Dostoevsky. Raps Lukrachevsky, can't rebuke Bukowski. A comma slices, an ominous thesis. Dominant species, traumatized society, toddling deeds. I need a bigger page, forget your age. Explosive like pick frames by Richard Gage. Zeitgeist, bright lights, arrive like foreigners. This is a mic hype, live performers at five corners. We could be bigger, be small like Victory Hall, but divided we stand, the quicker we fall. Proletariat, could have sold the whole chariot. The hope, tell Marriott, goal is nefarious. Ding bats bring hate into swing states. Dull diction, pulp fiction like Bing Rames. Singing praise of King James, a pigeon smithy, a smidgen pithy indie mingling. Bitches and witty Lindy England. How do you block Greek by Martin and Lockheed? Towelheads become jargon for Iraqi. Your opinions are pompous, mission accomplished. Dominion and conquest is the position of Congress. House and Senate free cheese, the mouse is incentive. Secret accounts invented. It's not who votes in the election, but who counts as defendants. And we individuals, the slight sounds independent.
Wake up cynical from the drug chemical, dub minerals, we fuck cynical, you suck typical, we reach the fucking pinnacle, subliminal, political, thug criminal.
Hurry, God forgive a sinner, that's why I'm about to have Rosie Reed's pattern on my forearm, I have the cross down on my trigger finger, murder before breakfast, I'm a serial killer, plugs and charms won't save your ass, if you let the hookies stay in your prayers. So you get saved by a savior, mean either way, you're gonna go there to jail, help me decide. And when he saw that D.E. on, he froze up like Creon. The last thing that he saw, only difference between us now, side of the yellow tape that we on. Keep smelling burnt hair when the flames near nine, he's gone like enter at his name here. Ain't got to cope, my life's ready on the line. Conscious hot as live, top six minus five. Lower time for life is mine, if the next year. 0.4 is bags, I'm a 0.5 madame. Life is crime, nice to ride. Ice to wine, gotta write the time. Me ain't gonna stop, cause the height is mine. When I pipe my shine, Ike, that's fine. Leave me smoking like I pipe my high. Change just makes sense.
That's why we need change.
Now we got change like your diapers dry. Wanna walk in my shoes, we make a mile of mine. Oh, you a size 8? Well, I think I got a 9 that's right your size. You sent it with a blade. I'm a ninja with a dildo. Hold up against that Mickey Shogun. Preserve, hold up the Shogun. Conscious, I promise. Lyrically, there's nothing beyond it. Take me serious like a high school bomb. Throw to get buried in your high school prom dress.
Wake up, cynical. Roll this drug chemical. Dub minerals. We bug clinical. You suck typical. Reach the fucking pinnacle. Subliminal. Political. Dub criminals.
Frightened. There it is. The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America. 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 America.
That was As Above, So Below by Enemy Combatant Ground Zero featuring Conscience. Check them out at myspace.com/psychosamurais. Yeah, that's right, psychosamurais. Yeah, don't laugh. It's not funny. It's a good song. I like it a lot. It's good. Yeah.
It's time for the
Let me stop before I freaking get sued. Yeah, it just reminds me today. Yeah, today I had to go hook up my cousin's router. Passing by, you see all the hot, passing by. It's like a big old shopping area, and up and down this avenue. And saw this black chick with tattoos on top of both her breasts. I was like, and she didn't even look that good either. I'm just saying, I don't even got a joke. It's just a statement. It's just, ew, why bother?
Nigga, come on!
and she comes out like that. It's just not sexy.
Whoa, calm down, ho.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. All right, enough of that. I didn't even have a joke. It's just like I just had to say that was. It was just really bothering me in my head. This is Someday Static with Alice.
I don't know much, but I'll keep asking till I do. I'm just like you, Alice. Don't tell them about the ooh, ha, ha.
Hello and welcome to another
Alright, wait a minute. Am I getting attacked here? Hey.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Dawn.
You're good, how you doing?
I was playing some music. This is the music show.
Oh, sweet, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, all right.
How are you getting by with that one? You got rights to the copyrighted material?
Well, I play unsigned artist.
Oh, okay, got you.
And they give me their permission.
Awesome.
I get their permission, yes. So let me play this song, okay?
All right, man.
Someday Static with Alice.
Thank you.
with their song Alice. Check them out, myspace.com/SundayStatic. What do you ladies think of Sunday Static? As the guest, the chat room, here's the good from Love's Hats with his patience poet. It was okay. Let's see what Celia is. Blues Angels is weighing in on the music. Oh, well, okay. Well, we figured out that that Patience is not a lesbian, which is good for me. I guess. She is not a vegetarian. In fact, I'm going to play this one song. This group is called Happily Ever After. They're from San Francisco, so yeah. The song is called Frustrated on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Cause I
Frustrated by the group Happily Ever After. Check them out, myspace.com/happilyeverafterband. Getting some gifts, yeah. Never got gifts. It was against our religion. Try to do stand up. My mom came. She's like, "You suck." I'm like, "Thanks, mom." Never allowed to have a big head. Anyways, yeah, I want to continue. This is Hava Magila by the Jewish All Stars. Wrong button again. Get a chair, everybody. Oh. That was just stupid. I'm sorry. I'm never going to do that again. Just one more time. Hey!
Oy vey, oy vey, oy vey.
Okay. Jim's not here. Jim's not. Knowing Jim, he'll just end up picking some chair up with somebody there without having anyone to help him on the other side and just get himself arrested for something else again. I have an upside down flag. Where's my upside down flag? Hey, Louie, if I get somebody to donate some money, I'll give him my upside down flag. I don't know, Jim. I mean, might as well start selling your panties, too. I mean, I heard that's a...
Oh, geez, I don't want to get the ache, fellas.
Yeah, there's that. I wonder who's singing, but tonight, oh, that's, this is, okay, what song am I going to play? Alright, this song is called The Unknown by Paul Maggot.
Evolution, killing time. Feed the soul, free the mind. From the sky and sea we came. Mad animals, too strong to tame. We walk the earth as warriors do, with no fear, nothing to lose. Created myths for people in need. Thought we would fail, but you all
we'll be right back.
MySpace.com/PaulMagged. That's M-A-G-E-D. You know what I'm getting? I just got like shoe boxes and I put like a brick in them and I wrapped it up in newspaper, and that's what I'm giving people. It's like, here, Merry Christmas. You know, I'm just doing it. It's the thought that counts. I'm just like, wow, here's an iPod. Got my little cousin, you know, she's 12. She wanted that Hannah Montana thing. So I just put a black. Yeah, I just put a brick inside a box and say, here it is. Merry Christmas. Upside down flag sticker. Hi, I'm Jim Stach. Upside down flag stickers. I'm selling them. Each person that buys 100 stickers gets a crossbow. With no darts. I like my flags upside down. Oh, wait a minute. They're proudly made in the United States. They're made upside down. I'm selling my upside down flags for $5. But if you want a regular right side up one, they're 99 cents a pack. Jim went to go see a movie. He wanted to see 007. Calling me every 5 minutes just to tell me that. Yeah, no, but they're $5. For the upside down one. Their special order. Whoever buys 100 package of the upside down flags not only gets a crossbow, but some of my used panties. Well, you know, it's labor. It's labor. You know, you gotta flip it over. I gotta pay agents to do it. I gotta pay them somehow. Look, how are you gonna buy an American flag made in China? It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. How does a little Chinaman know what it's like to be free? He's earning 5 cents for every $5 order of upside down flags. Jim Stach, host of Freedom Fighter Radio. What'd you think of that, Dave?
Well, maybe Jim, maybe they'll try to get over, you know, buying the right side up ones for 99 cents and just flip. No, Dave. Yeah. Dave, here's the kicker. You know, because if they buy the 99 cent ones, then they're not really protecting freedom. Cause see, you know what? You could just buy the stickers directly from my lawyer's office. This is gonna help me pay for my, cause you know I have to choose whether to buy a prostitute or, you know, go to the supermarket, and you know it's a hard decision. What you think about that, Dave? Well, Jim, if you had any game, maybe you wouldn't have to buy a prostitute. Well, you know, Dave, you know, sometimes you gotta get a professional. Well, I guess so. I guess so, Jim.
Oh, Jim's gonna kick my ass. He's gonna hear this, he's gonna be like, Louis fucking hates me. He's gonna kick my ass. Actually, I'm not afraid of him kicking my ass. He'll probably just try to shoot me. Well, my flag.
Starts with an M.
Mama.
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 Something like that, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's Obama. I can't wait. Yay, Obama. Obama. You know, you really gotta give him a chance. Give Obama a chance. I'm Miriam. And organized crime. Look. Louis, you just gotta give Obama a chance. I can't believe he won. Yay, Obama. I like, look. When Obama won, you know what I did? I ate cake. You know, those 50 cent Little Debbie cakes, those 25 cent ones, they're delicious. But since Obama's in office, that's the only food I could really afford. Yay, Obama! I'm a slave! Yay, Obama! Yeah, I know all about the New World Order, but I still voted for Obama!
That just pissed myself. I just pissed myself off. I just pissed myself off. Like, oh, wait a minute, she does. That's true.
Oh my God! I can't believe you're acting like this, Louis. You're so immature. I know all about the New World Order. And I still voted for Obama. Even though I know he's a puppet, he will still do some good. Yay for change. He's gonna change this. Louis is such a retard because he, you know. Louis is a retard because he actually sticks to his guns. I know about the New World Order because you know what? I really want to see, you know what? The United States has had it good for way too long. I don't think we need the Constitution anymore. We don't need it. Look. Yay, Obama! When Obama got elected, I found the nearest bomb and gave him a blow. You know, because, you know, we need change. And he was asking, and the bum was asking for change, but I didn't have any change because the economy is so screwed up. So I just got on my knees like a good American. Yay, Obama!
I know New World Order. Yeah. New World Order's bad. And Obama's a member of the CFR. I know. But, you know, you just got to give him a chance to screw up this country even more. You know? Oh, no. I know 9/11 was an inside job. I know all these things. But who's Cynthia McKinney?
You fucking kidding me? Are you serious? I am your conscience. Miriam, you fucked up.
What's that?
I am your conscience. I have been silent for way too long. You are insane.
Yay, Obama!
I am your conscience. Yeah. Anybody else you want me to goof on? Oh, God.
Obama! Look, Lou, you need to grow up.
I need to grow up. Am I the only one that sees that this is just scary? Scary.
Obama! I don't care if Obama started setting policy. He's not even he hasn't even been sworn in yet.
It's like having two presidents. Oh my God, you got Hillary Clinton on your crew?
Yay, Hillary! Finally, it's time to have a woman in office.
Yes. The hell am I gonna do? It's just it. Oh, goodness. All right. I think...
Well, Miriam. Did you hear about my upside-down flag? Yay, upside-down flag!
Well, Miriam. Why don't you come over here and sit on an old cowboy's lap? I'm seriously gonna...
And here's Troop Brigade coming with the lazy eye.
Oh. Oh, man. Well, just talking to myself right now. I am nuts. I think I am going insane. I got all these freaking characters in my head now.
Hello, my name is Ted. I'm customer service for the Crack Shot Radio Show. If you're having trouble listening to the show, please press 1. Are you ready? Please have your account number ready. Please. My name is Ted. Yes, with every order, we'll be selling Jim's panties. Jim, we have used thongs. The funny thing was, they were pink when he bought them, but now they're brown from the back. Jim doesn't seem like the type of guy with an ass. I am surprised Jim is able to stay sitting on a chair and he doesn't slide off. You know, I've never seen Jim's backside, but goodness, the way the man stands, it's like it concaves. I know I'm going to get a phone call. It's like, Louie, I heard you were making fun of my ass. I heard you were making fun of Dave. Come on, man. If you don't want to be friends anymore.
I will destroy you.
Wow, Jim. Really? Oh, my goodness. I forgot this is customer service. How can I help you, Dio? You must please unplug and then plug your computer back in if you're unable to listen to this. Unfortunately, the show has been outsourced to me. Louis B has been fired because, you know, it's cheaper labor to outsource to India. Even free radio shows. Damn, the economy is so... My throat is fucked up now.
Yay, Obama! Jim, can I buy some of your panties? Because I'm not wearing any.
Ew. Miriam's the type of woman that looks like she got buckwheat in a leg lock. It's really just so gnarly in there. Miriam looks like she got, you know, freaking Narnia between her legs. Bullshit with Miriam. I don't know. It's
Yay Obama with Miriam.
Episode 1.
I can't believe Obama won.
Episode 2.
Yay Obama.
Episode 3.
Yay Obama.
Episode 4.
Yay Obama.
Episode 5.
I think Obama messed up, but okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Yay Obama.
Oh god, my voice is starting to fuck up. I can't do that much longer. Oh man.
Virgin.
Okay. All right, I got you. Anyways, enough of that. Let me play some music. This is Father from Resolution with their song, Stay.
Not gonna let it slide, you got me. Cause of you, I have it all. Everything and more is in your eyes, see. Heartbreak, please don't really care about the time. It's time to seize the moment and leave the problems outside the door. Stay and leave the world behind. Impossible. Love it seems so hard to find us. Stay and leave the world behind. Survive through all the rise and fall. Hold you in my arms, lie here endlessly. So many nervous cries worth the most. It's the moment I found you. Can you watch me? Sing out me. It's all to just know. What we have will always go.
Thank you.
leave the world behind. Impossible, impossible. Love seems so hard to find. Just stay and leave the world behind. Survive through all the rise and fall. Hold you in my arms and I hear.
Resolution with their song Stay. Check them out, farther from resolution.com. My voice is trashed. I can't do much more of that.
Yay, Obama.
Anybody, you know, how come no one's calling in? Oh, man. Got Kev. Reality, Americans Reality Check Show. Hey, there we go. How you doing, sweetie? Kev. Bonio. Kev. Kev, you're on the air, Kev. Kev.
Okay, this is Kev the Heart Boss, and, whether it's true or not, I just got, you know, you got so many, I read on here were so many emails.
All right. Freaking Jim Lawson called in. Hi, I'm Jim Lawson. I will body slam you in the name of the Lord. And I hear myself from Reality USA's computer. I hear him shifting around like he's adjusting his balls. He's shifting zilch.
Hey, this is Kevin Hart Lawson.
It is.
Hey, this is Kevin Hart Lawson.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Kevin
Hart Lawson. Lisa can't take that sort of talk. And, yeah. Okay, there she is. Lisa's back. Back again. Jim the Heart Lodge. Oh, man. Yeah. Bro. Alright, anyways, here's some more music. This is Section 8 Cartel with their song, Faded. Thank you. That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Faded on the Crowdshot Radio Show, the fastest growing radio show on TalkShoe. I wish, I hope, someday, if somebody starts like, you know, maybe a word of mouth sort of thing, you know, get somebody over, you know, and, you know, hey, like, hey, listen, take a listen to this guy, you know, he's funny, he talks about, you know, Jim selling his panties and shit like that, and, you know. Yeah, I'm bound to say anything. So, yeah, we got Kev. Hey, Kev.
What's up, Louie?
I'm all right. I'm being ornery.
All right, you're being ornery?
I'm being ornery.
Oh, well, sometimes you got to be like that, you know?
Yeah, sometimes it's what's good on the streets. I'm being ornery. You know why I'm so ornery?
Why is that?
Because I can't get a toothbrush to clean all my teeth. Have you ever seen The Water Boy?
Yes, I have. Funny yeah. Movie.
Oh, damn. Well, this.
Okay, this is Tim the Heart Lawson.
It is Tim the Heart Lawson.
Yeah, I think Tim the Heart Lawson might want to talk to you a little bit.
Matthew! We got Matthew. I don't mind. You know, that prank call when I first heard it was the funniest freaking thing ever. I don't mind niggas.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And Jim just let that. How you let that pass you?
Well, you know, we definitely punked Jim that night because he was trying to carry a conversation. He's going, yeah, that's Tim. Hey, Tim.
Tim, did you hear about my upside down flag?
Yep.
What, you need Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm in a parking lot and my cell has 5 minutes left on it. I guess someone can read my comments. LOL. Oh my goodness.
Is that Matt, Jim texting you?
No.
Oh. Well,
did someone actually text me on this?
So he's been. You said that he's been calling you like every 5 minutes, saying he's going to a movie.
Yeah. I'm going.
Well,
to
evidently he's made it into the movie theater if he's not called you back yet.
No, yeah, they let him in with his upside down flag, and apparently his blow up dog girlfriend who I don't believe exists. I have a girlfriend. She's Native American, and she's hot. She's 98 pounds, and she's 4 feet tall.
Well, has he ever sent you a picture?
No.
Well, I noticed this week a lot of times his Yahoo Messenger on his away thing was saying, out on a date.
I'm on a date. Is it a date if the chick ain't real? 4 feet tall, huh? Yes. He hung up? You hung up? Oh, no, you're there. You just logged off the chat.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the internet right now. I don't know what it's doing. It's telling me network timeout, but it's still allowing me on Skype. Can't figure that one out.
Well, that happens.
Yeah, it seems to happen a lot on TalkShoe.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, I wonder what tribe is Jim's girlfriend from. I think it's the Smackahoe tribe.
Well, you know, we were supposed to have that, there was supposed to be a conference call today about the network, and I was messaging saying, hey, it's 2:30, are we still doing it? Because he hadn't talked about it that much. He told
me
at the beginning of the week.
There is no network.
Are you being serious?
I'm pretty sure there is no network. What it's going to turn out to be, it's just going to be a Blogspot page with just all our talk show players on the side.
Well,
we got to pay him $30 a month to keep our players on this here blog spot, on this blog. That's all it's going to turn out to be.
Well, wasn't you? You're one of them, aren't you? Aren't you supposed to be doing it?
Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly. We got patience. I'm going to get cussed out.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys are talking about doing a network with Jim. God forbid if he ever disagrees with any of you, he would do the same thing to you guys that he did to me. So I would think about that before starting shit with him. Seriously.
He apologized.
Yeah, but that had to be bargained for. You know that, Louie. The only reason he's sorry is because everybody on the net found out what he did to me and the bullshit that he spread around about me. You know, everybody was like, well, how the fuck are we going to get mad at her about that? That's not her fucking fault. You're an asshole. That's the only fucking reason why he fucking is sorry. You know? Hello? Cricket?
I'm getting douche chills right now again.
What?
I'm getting douche chills.
I am not a douche.
I'm not calling you a douche.
Well, you better not turn into a douche. I'm serious, man. I mean, how the fuck are you going to fucking spread some shit like that? You know, just because someone disagrees with you. That's dangerous. Can you imagine if the militia trusted him with any information? Can you imagine? I mean, fuck, the moment that he disagreed with them, kaboom. You know, he'd spread their shit all over the damn place. What happened when you disagreed with him, Louis? What did he do to you? He spread a fucking lie immediately on his fucking radio show, didn't he? He got fucking three other people to agree with him because they'll do whatever the fuck he tells them to. What you think about that, Dave? You know? Hell no, you guys should not be opening up a network with him. That's fucking dangerous. Oh, God, everybody shuts up as soon as I get on. There's a whole shitload of dead air. Am I that big of a bitch? Do I just, like, is my presence that powerful that when I stomp into the room, everybody just hides under their desks? Mm-hmm. I try hard not to be.
Oh, my cousin thinks you sound hot.
Oh, that's awfully nice.
Yes.
I don't know your cousin's voice. I'm highly caffeinated right now.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, though, I mean, I don't even know if I should even, you know, it's not my fault, you know?
I understand. I understand. It's still really uncomfortable.
Still really uncomfortable.
I like playing with myself. I play with myself all day long.
No, but I mean, bottom line, man. I mean, seriously. Daze or New, are you there? Daze?
Okay.
I scared Daze away.
Kev, not Dave, Kev.
I know, but that's his ID. Kev. Are you being silent because you're all loyal to Jim?
No.
Do you want to know what happened?
No, I don't want to make no comment. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to stay neutral. I'm not going to show no favoritism either side. I just don't want to have any disagreements with anybody because I'm an innocent standby right person.
Bystander.
What's your name, scumbag?
All right. Kev?
I thought that was Jim at first. Sorry.
No. Kev, listen. I had a situation. My boyfriend had an anger management problem that we got him counseling. Right? Now, my kids have not been in the house, okay, with this guy. My kids don't know this guy, okay? My whole purpose is in fighting DCFS. We found out that CPS judges sit on the boards of directors to adoption agencies, right? Total conflict of interest. Major malfunction. So I'm out there, I'm fighting in the movement. I'm, you know, a 9/11 truther, but not a real big 9/11 truther. I'm more of a, you know, reform the foster care system type of a truther, right? So anyway, your friend, Jim, finds out that my boyfriend had an abusive bout, okay? Which I chose to get him counseling for instead of going and fucking another guy, you know, just, oh, let me just go find somebody else to screw and be with because I can just bounce to as many men as possible. No, I tend to fix problems, especially if my kids aren't here. You know, if my kids were here, it'd be a whole other situation. I'd just be gone. But you know what? I'm strong. So anyway, I had a disagreement with Jim. I told him that my town, what he called me, and he expected me to freak out over the fact that the Marines are coming to my town. Not in uniform, not with any powers of arrest, basically to help with the natural disaster that we're going through right now. And since I didn't freak out about it, and I says, no, Jim, be a realist, this is what it's really about. All of a sudden, because I wouldn't freak out about it, because I told him, I'll keep my eye on things, but it's not that big of a deal. This has happened like every year we have these fires. He lost his damn mind, and he spread around that my boyfriend beats me. So that hurts the movement in the sense that, you know, how is somebody going to trust me to help their family get functional if my family's not functional. You get it? Not only that, I mean, he spread a slew of rumors. That's the only truthful one. But that one hurt the worst. That one hurt the worst because families call me and they ask me for help. Now, people are going to be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't call her because she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing in her own life. You know what I mean? Yeah, so Jim intentionally, just because I disagreed with him, spread ridiculous rumors about me, said that I was pro-police state and NWO. I'm surprised he didn't say that I was CIA. And, you know, there was no reason for it. None. I just disagreed with him. So, and then when Louis disagreed with him, Louis said, no, you're going too far, Jim. All of a sudden, Louis was pro-police state. Am I right, Louis? Or am I wrong?
You're right.
So.
He apologized?
He apologized on his show a day later after he'd done all this damage because Louis bargained with him to save me so that I could save families. Louis had to bargain a bunch of commercials with him so that Jim could still use Louis's voice in his commercials. Because Louis is a gentleman. Louis put his ass out on the line for me. Jim wasn't sorry. It wasn't a mistake. He knew what he was doing, and he did it just to hurt me. Only for the purpose of hurting me because I disagreed with him. And I'm not the only one he's done this to. Neither's Louis. Jim does this to anybody that disagrees with him, and he spreads horrific, I mean horrific shit about them. He takes sound bites and twists them up to sound like they mean one thing when they're not. You know what I mean? Imagine if the militia trusted him with some information, and all of a sudden he disagreed with something that they did. They'd be exposed immediately. He also does things to promote his radio show that are dishonest. Like that, what's that called? The, what's that new Patriot thing at the Georgia Guidestones or whatever? That was him. And he went on his radio show and he's like, oh, we've heard this new message, the New World Order, blah, 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 at the Georgia Guidestones, this anonymous Patriot, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, such a badass. You know, talking about himself. He says, oh, yeah, and we heard that even mainstream media has picked this up. No, they haven't. He wishes mainstream media picked up on his video. It didn't. Anyway, he makes himself sound important by saying, oh, I'm Freedom Fighter Radio, I'm so important. He hardly gets any downloads. He says, oh, I've got the most downloads on the net. No, he fucking doesn't. That's how he gets people to listen to him. He tells them that he gets all these fucking things, all these downloads and shit. No, he doesn't. I'm sorry. I don't trust the guy. Nothing personal. I mean, I hate his guts, but, I mean, besides that, he's not trustworthy. If he'll turn on anybody and spread truth and lies, you know? Regardless of how it's going to be to the movement, just because someone disagrees with him. I mean, I can understand if I fucked with him or something. You know what I mean? If I hurt his feelings or... But I didn't hurt his feelings. I didn't mess with him. I just disagreed. You know? I didn't call him any names. Not until after he started fucking with me. And then I was like, you know what? You're a dumbass. Because he's spreading rumors that everybody knows are not true, right?
Right.
Who's going to believe that I'm pro-military in the streets? When I've said that I blow a tank up that goes down my street, please. Yeah, so, Kev, good luck. I hope you don't stay impartial in this because you need to take a stand. You need to say, you know what, I don't trust this guy because he can hurt you, and he will. He nags the shit out of everybody to watch his show because almost nobody does. To listen to his show. And if you don't get involved in his show, if you don't, you know, want to be a co-host like he wants you to, oh, well, you know, then I guess I just won't be helping you. which is indicative of, you know, oh, well, I'm going to say shit about you, you know? I'm going to talk shit about you. That's like blackmail, dude. What, I don't want to promote your show? I'm too busy? So you're going to, you know, talk shit about me? What? Because I won't fucking put your links on my website, you're going to talk shit about me? What? That's wrong. I had his links up on my website for, oh, about a month. I didn't want him there. I could have used that space for other things. Oh, I've got your links up, so therefore you have to have my link. I understand link share. That's not what I wanted. You volunteered me for it. I'm too busy for this shit. He called me every damn day. Why don't you listen to my show? Why don't you listen to my show? You know why I'm not listening to your show. I have families to talk to. I'm dealing with things. I'm working. Oh, if you're not going to help me, I'm not going to help you. What? How are you helping me, you know? I'm sorry, I fucked up your show, didn't I, Louie?
No.
I'm just trying to warn Kev, that's all.
Whew.
I'm losing my air. I'm not feeling good today.
Well, I guess I got to throw up the alarm now. There you go.
Yeah.
Even though that is the beginning of Street Fighting Man by Rage Against the Machine.
I have a upper respiratory thing going on right now.
Because you're smoking.
Yeah, probably.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, no, not weed. Just tobacco.
The person you're trying to reach is drunk. Please try your call again.
Yeah, I think everyone has just gotten really uncomfortable.
Kev, are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm not uncomfortable or anything like that. I'm just a very kind-hearted person. I'm not going to, I mean, someone could tell me something about somebody, but a lot of people got to get to know that person and find out for themselves. And I understand you're trying to give out a warning, but that doesn't mean that I have to.
No, you don't have to listen to it.
Right. Right.
And I'm fine with that. I'm like, Jim, I'm not going to turn on you. I'm just asking you to, you know, just be freaking careful because, you know, I see your ID, Days Are New, up, you know, just about everywhere that there's, you know, the stations and whatnot, you know, and I've heard it mentioned here and there. So I imagine you're in the movement and you're pretty deep into it. So I just don't want anything bad to happen. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm supposedly a bad patriot, according to you.
Oh, according to me, I don't even know you.
Uh-oh.
How can you be a bad... Who told you I said bad things about you?
Oh, no. You don't even remember.
Oh, wait. You were so negative. That's right. You were negative. I like to keep a can-do attitude. That doesn't mean that you're a bad patriot.
Well, what I was talking about is what you put in the chat. After Louie left, you started going after me, and I felt like I was an innocent bystander. I didn't ask.
No, you were being negative, so I was just trying to
no.
be like, hey, you know, this, that, and the other. You've been to my brainstorm, too. Yeah,
well,
I remember now. It took me a minute. I'm not feeling good. Cut me some slack. But, yeah, I remember kind of getting on you about that. It was only because of the positivity. Jumped your shit a little bit. What happened?
Well, the thing is that, you know, I didn't ask for you. I didn't ask for Louie. I didn't ask for Jim to come to the show and to do that. But then after
to come
Louie
to the
left,
show? Wait a minute. I was on a show that you were on? Or did you come to my – because I remember you came to my brainstorm. That's all I remember.
No, you – no.
Help me out here.
Just the other night, I was just finished up my show. We weren't even recording. And we were just in there just chatting, and then Jim came over.
Are you the USA guy?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, remember how I told you that he'd be mentioning my name the next day?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Louie, did he mention my name the next day?
Oi.
Yes or no? Louis? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Did I mention his name first, or did he fuck with me first?
Well, he didn't mention your name.
He did. He mentioned your name, and then he mentioned my name when you were telling him, hey, cut it out.
Yeah.
And I was not even, as far as he knew, I wasn't even in there. I was in there as a guest just to listen to the shit. And he went bonkers. So he did spread my shit around.
You were probably guest number 7 the other night.
Asking for the email?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was quiet. I didn't fuck with him, now did I?
Oh.
Well, he even said, he said, 1 minute, guest 7, I'll get it.
Oh, no.
He did.
He said what?
He said that he would get you the email.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't know that I was in there. He didn't know that was me.
Oh, no.
I was asking for Josh's from policeabuse.com. Josh's email.
Sorry, Louie. I'm still trying to get my internet here to work, but I don't know if it's still shipping.
Hi, Jim. How you doing? Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Oh, I'm not Jim.
No, Jim. Jim is on the call.
I'm going to avoid shit. Goodbye.
Well, I can't see the chat, so yeah. I'm still trying to get in, Louie, so I apologize.
No, that's okay. It's okay. Anyways, if Patience is still listening, my cousin sent me a text message saying, who is that? She sounds hot. She can bitch slap me anytime. Send her pic. Tell her I am a major upgrade. Jim's good. I'll put my ass out there for her. Love her accent. She can hurt me anytime. Let her know. She'll make her. Yeah. All right. Boom. All right. Pachanga. There you go. Alright. So, yeah. And now Jim left.
Hey, are you on Skype right now? Are you logged in on Skype, Louie, or no? Cell phone?
No, I'm on. Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Can I find
I'm on Gizmo 5.
Oh, okay. Well, how about Oh man, I hate this talk shoe, man.
And scene. Hey, the fight is over, and we're back. This is the Crotch Out Radio Show. Damn, I should have been done a long time ago. So I'm just gonna end the show. We're gonna play two more songs. This is This is My Beloved Tragedy with their song. When will it die?
Take me back to the New Year's holiday. My eyes clogged, my body faded away. My words deserted me. They left me out of the cold. And then she spoke up. And soon enough, I was gone. And then we counted down into the end of the night, into the New Year.
Oh, God,
I knew it was right. And then the next day, she laid it still by my side.
I put her hair back
so I could take in those eyes. Woo! Every day I dress for a funeral.
it's gonna kill me to let her go. My distance and selfishness, I want you to know this is the only love I know. Go! Up and forward to the night before she leaves. Something more, but now
was My Beloved Tragedy with the song When Will It Die from their Say Goodbye album, which you can get off of iTunes. It's fantastic. They're from Ohio. So, yeah, just check them out. MySpace.com/WeAre, and that's the word R, We Are MBT. That's WEAREMBT on the MySpace. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, patience. Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
How you feeling? Are you feeling?
A little bitchy.
Oh shit.
No, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah. I just, you know, I can't fucking stand him right now. I mean, what he did was so fucking wrong. You know, it's not about the fact that he spread shit about me. It's not about that. What it is about. The fact that he's willing to fuck up the movement just to get back at somebody. That concerns me. What concerns me more is that he says that he's trusted by militia. Now, I've checked Texas militia, and, you know, so, you know, it could be somebody I don't know. I mean, of course, Texas is a huge state, but I've contacted three, okay,
mm-hmm.
three different chapters of militia in Texas, and none of them know him. But if, on the off chance that he does know that, I mean, what if they trust him with some shit and they have a disagreement? Know what I mean?
Right.
What's going to happen then? Holy shit, you know? I mean, God forbid, he'll spread truth and lies about it. You know, get them all arrested, turn them all in, you know, fuck them all up. Oh, yeah, he's real trust fucking worthy. That concerns me. That's why I discourage people from working with him, is because, you know what, he's just going to fuck your shit up when you piss him off. And you are going to piss him off because he annoys the fuck out of people. You know? It's just true. Ugly but true. What, Louie? What?
Anyways, my cousin sent me a text message, and he says you sound hot, and that you could hurt him anytime, and that he'll put his ass on the line for you.
Oh, that's nice. But I am not looking for anybody else right now. That's
yeah.
awfully nice of him, but I've got enough issues.
And cause she's mine, son of a bitch. Yeah, I'm stinking clean. You got a problem with that?
Well, I really appreciate what you did for me, Louie. I really, really do. You know, standing up and being like, no, that's not the case. This is the real truth, blah, blah, blah. You know, getting fucked with by Jim is not comfortable, you know, so I really appreciate. I just want to let you know. You know?
You know what you got to do. No, I'm just kidding.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Smoke weed every
day. Oh.
What was that?
Oh, you're very naughty. Yes, I am, Dr. Smith.
Okay, terrific.
It will be. Yeah, and patience.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Yeah, that happened.
I'm sure.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got Kev.
Pobrecito.
Yeah, poor Kev.
Kev, you okay?
Oh, thanks a lot, Louie. Listen to you, poor Kev. Right now, I'm sitting here saying poor Louie, matter of fact. You know why I'm saying poor Louie?
Why?
Because the other night, when the argument happened, the call wasn't even being recorded, but this one is.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And what's the matter with that?
Ooh.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, the other night when you got upset with me, the call wasn't even being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is, and if something was to happen, then I
guess...
Are you
threatening me?
Would...
Threatening me?
No.
Okay, well, what's the problem? I don't care.
I guess if something would happen, then it would look bad on Louie.
What do you mean?
What?
Something would happen. What do you mean?
Huh?
I mean, if the person you're talking about happens to come here or something like that, and...
He knows I'm pissed off. He knows he did wrong. I'm not planning
on
hiding the fact that he's banned. I'm not planning on hiding that. He knows what he did. He knows he's not trustworthy. And he knows that, you know, at this point, if he's going to be spreading rumors about me... You know what? Go ahead and spread about the fact that my boyfriend hit me. Okay, spread that. I'm leaving him. Okay, I'm dealing with that. He's either going to get anger management issues, which he's working on. He's going to go to his counseling and get his shit straight, you know. Or, you know, I'm going to leave. One or the other. Period. End of story. Am I bringing my kids home to him? No, not until he's done with therapy. And if he doesn't do well in therapy, then I guess he's not going to be around my kids. And he knows this. And you know what? If Numbnuts is going to be sitting there spreading this shit about me, I'm going to beat him to it.
For the record, I don't know if his nuts are numb. There is no proof of that. Okay.
You know, I was pretty embarrassed that he would do that because it hurts the movement. You know, I help families. But you know what? I've thought about it. He's not going to stop spreading his shit. I'm not the only one that he's done this to.
Hi, Jim.
That's right. Let's talk about the Truth Brigade, right, that you've been associated
with. That I have not been associating
with
Truth Brigade.
I did drop it, but I'm taking it back. Yes, right. I am attacking people in the movement.
And I am not associating with Truth Brigade, so...
You have,
that.
And the Subi sisters, you have, and you have...
What? Subi sisters,
I take my
Truth
apology
Brigade,
back.
No.
You,
are,
you have defended
about
the U.S. military
you.
In the streets of America.
Louis, all right. Please
yeah.
keep it locked. He's lying. I am not for... military in the streets, just because the fucking Marines are coming here to help with a natural disaster and a few other things, which I don't approve of necessarily, but I don't think that it's time to start blowing shit up, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. It's Chicken Little, the sky is not falling yet. You know? It's looking gloomy, and no, I don't approve of it, but it's not time to start fucking freaking out like Chicken Little. Okay? Anyway... You know, if he wants to spread shit about me, I'll beat him to it. I don't care. You know? Yeah, there was a situation with my boyfriend, and he's in anger management right now.
Listen.
You know what? See, he's not going to stop, Louis. You know? That's why, you know, that's why I'm like, hey, you know, he's willing to do this kind of shit. You know, oh, you know, he thinks I'm sorry is going to cover it. No, he knew that he was lying when he did it. He knew he was doing it maliciously. It's not about whether or not I hate his guts. Yeah, I hate his guts, but it's more about the fact that he's not trustworthy. God forbid if anybody in the militia that's trusting him should, you know, come up with any kind of a, you know, any kind of secrets that they're doing and he disagrees with them. They're fucked. He'll scream it to the high heavens. Just, you know, it's not cool. Dangerous.
Yeah, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'm stopping recording.